BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is the Chris Mills Show with Scott Mills. Good morning. Got locked in my house again yesterday.
Did you?
This is a regular occurrence. I just get the locksmith out.
That's a bit old school, isn't it?
How do you manage this?
Well, a faulty lock. However, I've got a theory. You know, a while ago, my mum got locked in the house and had to explain when the alarm went off to the police that she wasn't actually a thief, but just my mum through the letterbox. I'm his mum. I'm not an imposter. I waved her off yesterday because she'd been staying at my house, shut the door, and then that was the point I got locked in. The door was jammed, the front door. So she's like, bye, Scott, see you soon. Bye, mum. She's been staying for a few days over Easter. Shut the door, couldn't open it again. So I think, in a revenge attack, my mum switched some switch somewhere on the lock, which meant that I couldn't open it again.
Yeah, and did it on purpose,
I think so, yeah. Mm. I think that's what happened. So it was a right palaver. I had to get the locksmith out. What's old school about a locksmith? They still exist. People have to change their locks.
Is it still called locksmith?
Yeah.
Just seems a bit like Rag and Bone Man. Is that what they're called?
What even is that?
What is a rag and bone?
I don't know.
Is that someone that goes around collecting junk and stuff and then trying to sell it?
Are they still on?
I don't know.
Locksmiths are definitely still on.
Yeah.
Bless Chris, he's fell asleep again yesterday.
He
can't get used to the hours.
I'm really trying to make the most of my days, because you get out a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd go to the cinema.
On your own?
Yeah.
What did you watch?
Thought I'd go see Titanic 3D.
Oh. Is it a different film?
No, it's the same film.
I overheard that conversation in the office where Chris did actually ask Scott, I was expecting a different film.
I think you did say that.
I just
you're denying it now, but you did say it is a different film, isn't it?
I thought there'd at least be some bonus scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just exactly the same as the one off the 90s, isn't it?
Yeah,
only in 3D.
Bless you going to see one of the most romantic films of all time on your own.
I ain't got a problem with going to the cinema on your own, but only on these hours.
I haven't got a problem with it, but also I quite like the fact it's like a romance. And he's gone off on his own to see it.
Yeah.
I can understand going to cinema on your own, but, isn't the whole point of going to see, a romance that you come out and you're like, oh.
How far did you get into the film before you nodded off?
Well, I made the mistake of getting premiere seating.
Oh, get you.
Yeah, I thought I'd really splash out for this one.
And that's where you get a slightly bigger seat.
I like it, you've cheated yourself. Oh, if I want some chocolates, yeah, I will. Nachos, yes, please.
Would you like a premiere seat, Chris? Yes, I think I will.
It was, it was all going well. And then, about 20 minutes in, fell asleep.
Yeah.
And woke up near the end. I think I saw about 20 minutes at the end as well.
Oh, right, so you didn't miss the end.
No, I won't give away the ending.
No, don't.
And
I haven't seen it.
Everyone clapped at the end of it.
Yes, another one of my friends said that they went to see it the other day and people clapped at the end.
It seems to be the thing to do with Titanic 3D is that at the end you applaud. I don't really know why.
Or if you're on Ryanair.
It's already been done. Do you know what I mean? They're just playing it again. There's nothing. They press play.
Someone's press play. Don't clap.
There's nothing special about it.
It's their job. So you were asleep probably. It's a long film, about 2 hours?
Yes,
in your premier
probably,
seat.
Yes, yes. I don't know what I can do with these afternoon activities, really, where I'm not going to fall asleep.
Yeah. It's happening a lot. You fell asleep in your barber's the day before. Been back for that haircut yet?
No, not yet. I need to do that, actually.
Try that today and then see how you go. And you know that if you do need a little sleep, there is a sofa in there.
Yeah.
So, well, good. Well, money well spent there on the premier seating, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to give the snooker club a go later, actually.
You're just hanging out in, dark places.
I've got no one to go with. That's the problem. Neither of you will come.
No, not so much. Do you feel a bit lonely?
Well, a bit, yeah.
Yeah. What was up with your tweets yesterday, please, Becky?
Oh, I just... my friends came round and we ate way too much sugar watching YouTube videos of Darren Criss all afternoon. And then, I think, you know when you're on breakfast and then your brain just goes a bit funny because you're so tired?
Yeah.
Because I can't get used to it. I'm getting up at, 3:30 and still going to bed at, 10 o'clock. So
yeah.
I think I just need to go to bed earlier. But it went from, look, I'm eating all these bonbons to I love Michelle Obama, she's amazing.
I saw that.
Why do you love her?
She is incredible. And I just thought I needed to share that. But normally I have, a kind of... censorship on my own tweets, but I was watching these videos of her doing one-armed press-ups on America's Biggest Loser.